Mr. Wilkins got a chuckle out of that. Son, I'm afraid you won't find any dinosaurs on this dig. Our site isn't nearly that old. We think it's going to date somewhere around 1300 A.D. But it's an interesting site with a stone-enclosed house. He turned to Sally Mae. What do you think? Sally Mae pondered.
It sounds like a wonderful opportunity. I'll discuss it with my husband when he comes back for lunch.
Good. Well, I'd better get back to the dig. Alfred, thanks for the lemonade, and I'll hope to see you this afternoon.
As the pickup pulled away from the house, I caught a glimpse of Sardina Bandana. I'm almost sure that tears were flowing down her cheeks. The poor dear. She was leaving without me, and now she was crushed.
And come to think about it, I wasn't feeling so chirpy either. I had thought that I would be launching myself into a new career as a digger of ancient bones, but now I didn't have time to think about the future because Drover arrived at that very moment. He greeted me with his usual foolish grin.
Gosh, what happened?
Never mind what happened. I told you to stay with the troops.
Yeah, but I couldn't find any.
That's no excuse. You disobeyed an order, and it will go into my report.
Oh, drat. You look kind of disappointed.
Oh, well, maybe I am. To put it in a nutshell, my career has suddenly hit a snag.
That's a funny way to put it.
What's funny about snags?
No, I mean, in a nutshell. How come everybody puts things into nutshells?
I stared into the vacuum of his eyes.
Drover, how do you come up with these questions?
Well, just think about it. Who has nutshells to put things into?
His eyes drifted up to the clouds.
Wouldn't it be easier to put things into baskets or dishpans?
It would be easier, but not as poetic. A nutshell captures the idea of smallness.
Yeah, but what about coconuts?
What about them? They grow on trees and monkeys throw them at each other.
Yeah, but they're not small.
Well, that's your opinion. The fact is that all coconuts are not the same size. We have big ones and small ones, and the small ones are smaller than the big ones.
Yeah, but you never hear about monkeys putting things into nutshells.
I stuck my nose into his face.
Drover, please don't try to draw me into a pointless argument. I don't care about monkeys.
Well, you're the one who brought up nutshells.
I'm sorry I brought it up. The point I was trying to put into a nutshell was that my career has suffered a blow. Furthermore, a charming, wonderful lady dog just left this ranch in tears.
How can a ranch be left in tears?
I felt my eyes bulging out.
The ranch was not in tears. Sardina Bandana was in tears when she left the ranch.
Yeah, but she wasn't in tears.
Of course she was. She had to leave without me.
Well, when I saw her, she looked as happy as a lark.
I stared at the runt.
She wasn't happy as a lark. She was merely trying to bear her sadness with dignity.
I wonder if bears eat coconuts.
What?
They walk kind of like monkeys.
Drover, what are you babbling about? Monkeys, bears, coconuts, none of it makes any sense.
He shook his head.
I know. All I did was ask about nutshells.
Nutshells? I'll show you nutshells. You're a nutshell. Goodbye, and please don't ever speak to me again.
I hurried away from the little goof, never suspecting that I would... Well, you'll see, but I'll give you a little hint. I got involved in a big real estate deal and rented myself an air-conditioned office.